Good morning. I'm Paul Murnane with three things to know from the WCBS 880 newsroom. Number one, the wild weather followed weekend heat. Flooding seems to be subsiding on streets that were hit with knee-deep water. More than 300,000 customers lost power in New Jersey at the height of the storms. Half of the customers in Monmouth County lost power, according to the county sheriff. And there is a flood watch up. We're talking about the weather with Craig Allen, and we're streaming on the radio.com app. Number two, there's outrage over video showing New York City police officers being doused with buckets of water. Onlookers are laughing. One cop is hit in the head by a thrown plastic bucket. The cops do not appear to react to the abuse in these videos. The PBA shared them, with Union President Pat Lynch blaming anti-cop lawmakers. NYPD Chief Terrence Monaghan called the behavior reprehensible. Mayor de Blasio retweeted that, saying it's unacceptable. Number three, the Senate is scheduled to vote on 9/11 victim compensation legislation today. It had been delayed by Senators Rand Paul and Mike Lee, who demanded cuts to offset its cost. In sports, a rough night for the Yankees at the start of a series with the Twins. The Yankees lose 8-6. The Mets start a series at home with the Padres tonight. Here's the weather. There's a flash flood watch for Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. The storms are tapering to showers. Temperatures later today in the mid-70s. You can read more about our top stories and listen live at WCBS880.com. Have a great day.